The jolt of the train woke Abby Johnson from a deep sleep, making the Bible sitting across her knees fall to the ground with a thud. She rubbed her eyes, staring out the window of the train, looking through the black smoke of the running engine to find a small train station illuminated only by the light of the moon. A few dark figures stood on the platform, all milling about in small clusters as they said their goodbyes. Abby bent down to grab her Bible, taking care not to wake her younger cousin Charlotte, who in her unconscious stupor had leaned up against the seat. Her breathing was soft and nearly inaudible. Even in sleep, Charlotte was a beautiful woman. Moonlight played across her blonde curls, pinned up neatly despite the rattle and movement of the train. Her lips and cheeks looked red with health, filled with the happiness and excitement that she had talked about for days. She brushed the dust off her Bible, taking care not to get any of it on her travel clothes. They were due in Jamestown, North Dakota, at dawn. And after that, Abby doubted that she'd be seeing much of Charlotte. Abby would be returning home in 2 weeks. However, Charlotte was getting married that very afternoon to a man that she had never even met. Abby tried not to think of the arrangement. It was something that she had tried to talk her cousin out of, but failed. However, despite her reservations about the match, she felt that the least she could do was be there to support her cousin at the service and to make sure she was settled in the new frontier town. Charlotte had always been a brave girl, the kind of girl who had been ready to marry at an early age. Despite this, Abby had never expected her to follow Noah Lewis all the way out west, much less for one of his friends, someone who neither she nor Abby had ever met. Noah and Charlotte had courted in the past and kept in contact throughout the years. Somehow those letters had allowed Charlotte to begin a new correspondence with a certain William James, one of Noah's new friends after he had left to make his fortune on the frontier. Abby remembered the day, not yet 3 months ago, when Charlotte rushed to see her with a letter in her hand. "He's asked me to marry him," she said breathlessly, with a glint of triumph in her eyes. Abby almost fell off her chair when Charlotte had said she had already mailed a letter back, saying yes.